Marie Izzo and Bruce Blackburn III met in college, but they led separate lives. In this installment of StoryCorps, Izzo tells her friend, Lori Rosenthal, about how she and her husband reconnected in their 30s when he was seriously ill. Izzo tells us it took love and hard work to give her husband another 15 years of life.
He was a romantic soul who lived on a more emotionally enriching plane, and his link between the written word and love was undeniable. We met in college, and I guess I was about 19, and he was the most handsome man I've ever met in my life. He had already lived all over the world, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. He was fascinating to me back then, and kind of fast forward, he married someone else, and we reconnected in our 30s. And the reconnecting was by chance, or it was a kismet. There are no coincidences. My father happened to read a story in the paper that said he was living in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is where I was at the time. And when I called him, that's when I found out he was sick. He was on disability. He was on 30 medications. He was having trouble walking. And it left me so sad to know that this incredibly handsome, brilliant man, how did he get here? Of course, at the time he was married and had a child, and in as much as it was sad, I couldn't get involved until I had a friend move to Virginia, which is where Bruce ended up moving back to. And I called him, and this is when I found out he had gotten worse. He was in isolation. He was in a hospital for 8 months. His wife left him, and he was a mess. So I decided to go visit him, and it wasn't a visit about romance. It was more about helping an old friend. When I walk in, this was an incredibly handsome man, almost looked like Howard Hughes. His hair was long, long beard, long nails, and I sat there watching nurses come in and out, just giving him medication, and as I'm standing there talking to him, I sort of started patting his hand, talking to him, and I saw this light go, his light go off in his eyes, and he had lost hope. And so I decided to call him and send him books and tapes, and he didn't listen and he didn't read, and then one day he did, and we had a little incremental move. The next thing I knew, he was coming to Florida, and he went into a nursing home. In the nursing home, he would end up in the emergency room quite a bit, and one day, there was a doctor on call, and she looked at his medical history and said, "What the heck is this?" She eliminated 14 pills on the spot, and that was our first turning point. And next thing, he knew if he wanted to come visit me, he had to walk up 14 steps, and he started visualizing that, walking up the steps. And first time he did it, it was 40 minutes. But then he did it, and the story kept evolving until we went from 30 medications to 4, from a wheelchair, walker, cane, no cane, and he lived another 15 years.
I think one of the most interesting parts of this entire story is that there would be no story, Marie, if you did not love this man from the moment you saw him. And when you saw him in the nursing home, he was deteriorating in his mind and in his body right in front of your eyes. You said, "I'm not going to leave you." And you brought out his inner strength.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. Marie, you've been an angel to him. You brought out the things that made him be the best that he could be.
Stay a while, let me hold you.
Marie Izzo's husband, Bruce Blackburn III, died in 2005 at the age of 52. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, storycorps.org.